All right, everybody. Now let's move on to talking about how we actually diagnose and interpret SIBO from a methane perspective. Now, methane gas is going to have more of a tendency to leave people constipated versus hydrogen gas is going to have more of a tendency to cause diarrhea, but we can see this reverse. So this is not a perfect thing, but a common thing that methane has more of a tendency to cause constipation. So if somebody has constipation and you're testing SIBO, there will be a higher chance of the methane value being abnormal than the hydrogen value. So methane gas. So with methane gas, the important thing to remember is that we do not analyze that baseline value according to the prep diet. The prep diet analyzation is only with that baseline hydrogen value. So when we're analyzing methane, the prep diet does not matter in terms of methane. It's really only for that hydrogen gas. So we are going to analyze all of the methane values, including the baseline value, with the same criteria. So the baseline value for methane is not analyzed separately like it is with hydrogen. So for the methane diagnostic criteria, any single value of 12 or greater is positive regardless of symptoms. Now, remember in a previous lesson, we talked about the North American consensus and their diagnostic criteria for analyzing the data. The North American consensus is actually saying any single value of 10 or greater is positive regardless of symptoms. But when we study Dr. Allison Seebecker and Dr. Pimentel and some of the lead researchers in the SIBO field, what they are suggesting is that any single value of 12 or greater is positive regardless of symptoms. And any single value of 3 or greater is positive if there is constipation. So even though the North American consensus is really saying 10 or greater across the board for methane, we are using some of these stricter diagnostic criteria of saying any single value of 3 or greater is positive if there's constipation. And any single value of 12 or greater is positive regardless of symptoms, because that is what some of our colleagues that we have studied with that predominantly treat conditions like this have recommended. And we have caught many cases where people are constipated and have a value of 3 or 4 for methane that otherwise would have been negative for SIBO. We have said they're positive for SIBO and treated them, and their symptoms have gone away. So what we recommend is using the criteria of any single value of 3 or greater being positive if there is constipation. And if there's not constipation, then using any single value of 12 or greater. And that will help you really avoid some of these false negatives. So let's look at this. So now we're looking and we are analyzing not hydrogen, right? So we're not paying attention to this row. We're not paying attention to the combined row. We are only paying attention to this methane row right here. Okay. So in this particular methane row, we're going to analyze the baseline just like all of these other values. So, and for methane, we actually analyze methane all the way up to the 180-minute mark. So remember, with hydrogen, we cut the analyzation off somewhere between the 90 and the 120-minute mark. With hydrogen, that's what we did. With methane, we are going to go all the way across. So we're looking here at the 20-minute mark, at the 40-minute mark, at the 60-minute mark, at the 80-minute mark, at the 100-minute mark, the 120, the 140, the 160. So we see we have at the 120 a 5, and at the 140 and 160 a 3. So if somebody had constipation, this would be a positive test, because anything that's 3 or greater plus constipation is positive. If somebody does not have constipation, this would be a negative test, because we need a 12 or greater if there's not constipation for the test to be positive. So that's basically how we analyze methane. So if this person had a negative hydrogen, which they don't, but let's pretend they do. So if they had a negative hydrogen and if they had a negative methane, then it's still not negative until we analyze the test for the third type of gas, hydrogen sulfide. So when analyzing these tests, we really need to analyze hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide independently. If any one of those three are positive, it's a positive test. But yet, all three of those have to be negative in order for it to be a negative test. Very, very important. And you're going to catch, using these diagnostic criteria, you're going to catch a lot of people with SIBO that is causing a lot of symptoms that your colleagues will have missed by not using these types of diagnostic criteria. Okay, so we'll be analyzing hydrogen sulfide and the interpretation of that next.